From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A car bomb aimed at a European Union convoy near Kabul's international airport Sunday exploded, killing three people. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for the suicide attack. A British security contractor and two women bystanders were killed and dozens of people wounded in the blast. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in South Korea to discuss global, regional, and bilateral issues with President Park Geun-hye and Foreign Minister Yoon Byung-se. North Korea's nuclear program will be included in the talks earlier Sunday in Beijing. Kerry met with Chinese President Xi Jinping. A senior State Department official said they discussed a shared commitment to the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula and agreed on the importance of maintaining pressure on North Korea. Iraq's prime minister is rallying troops and pro-government militias to retake the city of Ramadi, where Islamic State fighters gained a foothold last week. State and local media in the country reported Sunday that Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi is preparing an offensive to push the militant group out of the capital of Anbar province, where they raised the flag on Friday. It remains unclear how much of the city is under IS control. Burundi President Pierre Nkurunziza has made his first public appearance since a coup attempt last week. At a news conference Sunday at the presidential palace in the capital Bujumbura, the president did not mention the failed coup plot or the protests over his bid for a third term in office. Instead, he described talks with the presidents of nearby African countries on the threats posed by al-Shabaab militants. This is VOA News. Macedonians rallied in the capital Skopje on Sunday, with more than 20,000 protesters calling for the resignation of Prime Minister Nikola Gruevski. Pressure on the leader has been building since a wiretapping scandal broke earlier this year, prompting questions about how tightly the government has controlled the media, judges, and elections. The opposition leader vowed Sunday that the demonstrations would continue. Malaysia launched new talks with its neighbors Sunday to try to resolve the deepening crisis concerning refugees stranded at sea on boats that no nation appears willing to let come ashore. 2 weeks into the crisis, Thailand and Indonesia said they could not take more refugees, and Malaysia said the same thing. Thousands of those at sea are Muslim Rohingya fleeing oppression in Myanmar, also known as Burma, along with some Bangladeshis. 11 U.S. Republican presidential contenders gathered in the Midwest U.S. state of Iowa on Saturday to appeal to party activists to support their candidacies for the party's 2016 presidential nomination. The forum was sponsored by the Iowa Republican Party and was dominated by discussions of Iran, Islam, and the unrest in the Middle East. Several candidates called for a tougher stance against Iran and more attacks on Islamic State insurgents. Egypt has hanged six men convicted of killing soldiers in 2014. The men were reportedly members of a Sinai-based militant group with ties to the Islamic State. Amnesty International described the men's trials as grossly unfair. We get more from Edward Uranian in Cairo.
Cairo's criminal court issued death sentences to ousted Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi and 105 co-defendants Saturday. Mr. Morsi and other prisoners fled the Wadi Natroon prison, allegedly with help from outside groups, during the January 2011 uprising against former President Hosni Mubarak. Mr. Morsi was seen on Qatari-owned Al Jazeera TV speaking on a borrowed satellite phone during the early days of the 2011 uprising, telling the TV service that he had broken out of prison with a number of other defendants. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Egypt has hanged six men convicted of killing soldiers in 2014. The men who were hanged Sunday in a Cairo jail were reported to be members of a Sinai-based militant group with ties to the Islamic State. The group has been accused of carrying out attacks following the army's overthrow of Islamist President Mohamed Morsi in 2013. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.